It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Happy New Year. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Ah, there she is. Welcome. Welcome to 2024. Hi, how are you? Welcome to a new season of the Ben Davidson Kelly K Show. How was your New Year's Eve?
Super. How was yours?
It was good. I went out and hit the Melwood Arts Center, the DJX party that was happening, and we had Emily and a lot of the crew were there, and the awkward thing was yesterday I got a text from someone who came by the radio station, was like, "Hey, do you know whose clothes these are?" I looked at it and I was like, "Yeah, you know, I do actually kind of recognize the tie." So yeah, it was a pair of pants. It was a jacket, like a blazer, and a tie just strewn all over like our kitchenette area. And there was various neon, there was like neon necklaces that you have and you get for New Year's Eve and stuff like that. Those little glow necklaces. So there are a couple of those that were strewn around the place. And yeah, it was just, it looked like someone had rolled in after New Year's Eve and come back to the radio station and disrobed, and then the person just left. And so,
okay.
And so it was like, all right, what's the story about, like, what's the story behind here? We don't have security cameras in the actual radio station, so.
Right, so it's just, you just have to figure that out.
So yeah, so don't necessarily know the entire story about it, but I did recognize the tie from being out there. So I texted this person. I was like, "Hey, did you happen to come by the radio station and leave your clothes?" And so the person was like, "Yeah, I left my keys there." And so apparently the story was they had come back. I don't know why they disrobed, but they did. And okay. And so, I mean, that could be an entirely different story. I mean, you know, who knows? But but then they had to leave to run. Apparently, they had to run out and use the restroom and then locked themselves out of the radio station.
There it is. Okay. So, all right.
So, yeah. So, it was an eventful night for some. I ended up going just, you know, because I'm old now and I'm not youthful and full of stupidity
fun.
And fun. Yeah, exactly. I just I hung out there for a little bit and then went back to the house and celebrated New Year's Eve with the family. So yeah, I mean, a mixture of high key and low key for me. But it was cool to see a lot of the listeners that were out in attendance on New Year's Eve. I got a chance to, take some photos and meet a lot of listeners that were out. So that's always cool and always, fun to, be able to have that experience as well. So that's good.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the biggest part of, vacation that I love is you lose track of what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
And your schedule gets way off. So we were all kind of sleeping in, maybe getting around to breakfast 10 or 11.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we'd have lunch around 2 or 3. You know, dinner is like 7-ish, 8. We just were just completely off of everything.
Right.
Lost count of what day it is. I mean, that's the most glorious part of the holidays is getting to see family, losing track of the day. And the time.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then setting the alarm for that first time going back into life is harsh.
Yeah, it is a little bit harsh. It is. I got to be honest.
I was
watching football last night and realized, you know what? I can't continue. I got to go to bed because I got a real job I got to attend to. So
I know.
Yeah. All right, we do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K.
Oh, this is just one of those that I found while scrolling and then found myself in immediate ugly tears.
Mm.
GMA featured this viral video of a mom named Ruth. She's opening a very special gift on Christmas morning from her 8-year-old son. Now, he got grandma to help him track down his mom's favorite American Girl doll, Molly, that she had lost when she was a kid.
And he asked me if I ever had lost a toy, and so I said it was probably like last year. I told him the story of my dad ended up dying when I was 10. So I think that's how I lost Molly. I honestly don't remember. And he was just like, I can't believe that you lost your favorite toy. When I opened that box, I was like, joke, the first little box, I was like, oh, is it a key to a new car? Like, I just never had it in my wildest dreams that he would plan to get me my Molly back.
Aw.
Isn't that amazing? So her dad had passed away, and she guessed that Molly got lost when they had to move.
Mm.
But just so thoughtful and sweet for an 8-year-old to say, you know what? And remember this conversation that happened a while ago, and to come up with the idea to want to track down his mom's favorite lost toy when she was 10. I mean, all the tears.
Wow.
And it was so expensive. It was unexpected for her. She had no idea he would do anything like that. Just an amazing video. You can see it at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So I don't know how many of you watched the New Year's Eve festivities, whether it was the ball drop there on Times Square or whether you were watching something else. I just realized this, that it's not just a ball that people celebrate dropping to signify a new year. Like, around the country, there's a duck decoy that gets dropped in different cities. Moon pie.
And moon pie?
Yeah, a moon pie, like one of those. Tasty. Like one of those, like, little treats. And a pickle.
A pickle?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So not necessarily just a big ball there in New York City.
Is there significance to these in the areas that use them?
So the moon pie was in Maryland, I guess. Maryland has the duck decoy, and I guess it pays homage to the city's history of fishing and affinity for duck decoys.
Okay. All right.
Right.
We like ducks. Let's drop a duck.
Yeah. So
ball.
People in Alabama, they view a 600-pound, 12-foot electronic moon pie, and it was originally, even though it was originally made in Tennessee.
I was going to ask, like, did it originate
there? No, it didn't. Okay. Alabama just loves it, apparently.
Oh, so like maybe if we were to change it up, like around here, if we were going to drop something, it might be a hot brown.
Maybe a hot brown, maybe a horse, maybe a flask of bourbon, maybe a Louisville
bourbon
Slugger
bottle.
Bat. Yeah, it could have been any of those.
But then you'd have to like duke it out for what brand of bourbon gets to be the bottle.
Yeah.
It gets tricky.
In Arizona, they drop a plastic garbage can covered in pine cones.
Oh, okay.
So a bunch of different cities do different things. And then, like I said earlier, the pickle, that is in North Carolina. It is part of the Mount Olive Pickle Company. They
come see the pickle drop.
Yep, they drop a giant pickle to ring in the new year.
That's great.
Or you could be just like John Mayer, and I don't know if you saw this. This is just kind of funny. He was in a cat cafe in Tokyo for New Year's Eve, and the only reason we know this is because Andy Cohen tried to talk to him. For New Year's Eve, you'll hear Anderson Cooper, but you'll only hear him giggling.
We are joined by John Mayer at a cat cafe in Tokyo. John, this doesn't look sanitary, John.
It's, you know what? I believe it passes everywhere. All health codes. I think it's just fine. Yes, we are at a cat bar. It's called Cats in the Box in Tokyo, celebrating New Year's. We're already halfway through the first day of 2024.
Oh, stop.
I'm here with Shin and five other proprietors of the bar.
I mean, it's
he's just hanging out with randoms. It's a cat cafe.
Yeah, it's just
Tokyo.
A cat cafe bar. But
Anderson Cooper needs to be. He should have been cut off a long time ago.
So I don't even think he was the drunk one of the two. It was really? Andy Cohen was sloshed. But
why do they stick with this formula?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just
whatever.
Get him as drunk as possible.
However you celebrated New Year's Eve, hopefully you had a good one. All right, coming up next, some stupid facts for you. And we go to the animal kingdom.
99.7 DJX.
Should we do some stupid learning?
Stupid
fact of the day.
Learning.
Where we find random things on the internet, we bring them to you as fact. It's eye-opening every single day and something you can impress friends with.
Second part's kind of iffy.
You don't hang around with the right people.
Okay.
All right, stupid fact of the day. The wood frog.
The wood frog.
The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months.
Wow. Oh, wow. I bet, though, by the time that 8 months is up,
he's like,
what a relief that is, right?
Give me a second.
You know
that feeling when you have to go really, really, really bad, and you've just been holding it and holding it and holding it, and then finally that relief, and it's almost like
it's painful. It can almost be painful.
It's almost painful, but then you almost have to make a noise.
Almost, but then I don't.
Do you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, so the awkward things that happen in the men's room around the radio station.
No.
You know, because we're tied to the microphone for, you know, at least 4 hours every single morning, right?
Right.
And there's a couple different moments during the show where you can run and you can maybe use the restroom or whatever. And so sometimes you're not in a great spot to do that because of stuff that's happening on the show.
Sure.
So you got to hold it and hold it and hold it. And then
you're kind of dancing a little bit.
And then you'll run to the restroom real fast. You're like, all right, I got 3 minutes. Go. Yep. And you go real fast. And sometimes you're in the middle of just like, you're like looking up at the sky or at the ceiling. And you're like, and you got to make that noise.
Yeah, and then somebody else walks in.
And the door opens and someone catches you doing it.
Yeah, and then they're like, you want me to come back?
Yeah, buddy? Right?
Yeah, right?
Everything all right?
Okay.
We say that. We digress because we can put ourselves in the position of the wood frog who has held his pee for 8 months and then finally, relief.
Now, do you think it's a little bit like, you know, so for instance, like if my only option is going to be a porta potty, I have been known to, like, my first derby, right? I had to be in the infield from like 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a fan of the thunder pots.
Yeah.
The porta potties.
Right.
So I just kind of like didn't drink or eat a lot that day because I just didn't want to. Do you think there's a little bit of that with the tree frog? Like, are they not eating as much? Like, how is that possible?
So
8 months?
Part of it is the wood frog is in Alaska. They're native to Alaska. So
are they sleeping a lot of the time?
They're in a region of Alaska where during the winter, it's almost like a hibernation thing. Where during the winter, they can't venture out because it's just too cold. So once temperatures increase, then they can get out of their little the cocoon and be like, hang on, it's a
nature's
rush.
Nature's calling.
It's a rush.
But you know what? Still, like, it's kind of amazing that it doesn't wake them up.
But,
you know, because I get woken up in the middle of the night sometimes. Like, oh, I gotta go.
That's better to be woken up than to be having the dream of, relief. And then you're like,
yeah.
What did I just do?
Probably doesn't have to change any sheets, though. So that's the benefit.
Are you talking about the wood frogs?
The wood frog, yeah.
Yeah, probably not, because probably the wood frog's mom will do it.
What? No, I don't think the wood frog's mom is going to clean up.
Kelly, you don't know?
You're right.
I didn't investigate that far into this stupid fact of the day.
All right.
I will say
we
that.
just did a skimming of the fact.
What do you mean a skimming? The fact is the
wood
frog the wood frog can hold its urine for up to 8 months.
That is one sentence. That's as far as you went.
That is the fact. All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
So dumb.
I'm going to take a break so I can run to the restroom. All this talk has got me worked up. It's 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Be thinking about the funniest and stupidest thing you did in 2023. All right?
Oh, wow. Just summed up the entire year?
Yeah.
Like, dumbest of funniest of the year.
Yeah, just one thing that stands out, maybe. Be thinking about that. We'll get into that around 7 o'clock here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Before that, though, anyone who's run a race, especially if it's like a long-distance race, you know, something like a, I don't know, a 10K, half marathon, full marathon, has thought about taking a shortcut at some point. They're like, man, how could I just...
I don't want to end it.
Yeah. All right. Setting the bar time. Kelly, these are stories like what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. They all have a moral to them. And I don't know if anyone has run a race before, like a foot race, but if it's been like long distance, I mean, heck, you can even say a 5K is long distance, which is like 3.1 miles. But you probably thought about, man, how can I just skip to the end, right?
Right. I'm done with it. I want it to be over. Can we end it?
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a car when you're supposed to be running a race, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Typically, you're not supposed to do that.
So this long distance runner was banned for 12 months for riding a car during an ultra marathon. Now, that is a 50-mile race.
Oh, why are you signing up for that?
Well, people do.
That's almost like an Ironman, right? Like, how long would it take you to run that typically?
Yeah, a long time. But this long distance runner, I guess she was caught because, you know, they have tracking systems in your bibs, in the bibs that you wear, the numbers that you wear.
Yeah.
And so the tracking system showed that she used a car for about a 4 kilometer stretch of the race.
So she got significantly faster during that stretch.
So, you know, in a 50-mile race, 4 kilometers isn't all that much. But to take a car while the rest of everybody's running it,
yeah,
yes,
probably
that's going to jump.
Got there faster.
But here's the thing. She said, look, I let the race officials know that I was in a car, and I finished the race in a, quote, non-competitive way. However, she did say, oh, I got third place. Well, let me just take that trophy. Thank you very much.
Earned that. Oh, she still won the trophy, but non-competitively.
Yeah. And here's my thing, too. I like how she decided to go third place. Like, if she would have taken the car and, say, won, then that would have been a little bit more suspect. Am I right?
Oh,
but she was like,
it's,
you know,
third place, so it's fine.
Right. She's like, I'm still on the podium. I still get a trophy, but I'm not first or second. I mean, I'm only third.
And then all the other runners that didn't take a car for a portion of it. Yeah. Does she not understand why they're salty?
Right. Exactly. So again, setting the bar, there are plenty of races that are coming up. And maybe you're training for a long race that's on the way.
But know going in that cars aren't allowed.
Right. You can't jump on one of those Lime scooters, or you can't hop an Uber mid-race and try to jump ahead.
Did she drive on the route? Like, was there, I'm guessing with the 50-mile race, there couldn't be, like, stretches where there's not a lot of runners. Like,
no, she probably just jumped in a car or had an accomplice.
Right.
That drove her, you know, skipped a section of the race course.
Somebody like, listen, I'm fading.
So
I'm
it's like
fading. I'm gonna need you to do.
Yeah, it's like, you know, instead of like going up to the end of the block, turning right, and then turning right again, it's like her accomplice just grabbed her and then cut through the neighborhood and then picked her up on the other end. You know what I mean? So
okay.
Anyways,
so Yeah, I was just going to need you to do me a solid. It's like mile 35. I'm fading. Okay. I'm going to need a little
We're going to need you
help. If you could just meet me at the corner, I'll hop in.
It's like, I got you, fam. I'm going to give you a donut and some Gatorade, and we'll be good.
Probably. There had to be snacks, right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Don't show up without water and snacks.
All right, so there you go again. And if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a car when you're supposed to be running the race, then you're doing okay.
Oh, 50 miles.
Yep, that is your Side of the Bar story. All right, as we're into a new year, we can take a look back at the past year and maybe smile at some of the funny, more funny or stupid things that you did in 2023. So, Rachel, this user on Twitter posted this up, and it went pretty viral. And some of the stories are pretty funny. For example, one person said, bought a jade plant clipping from Georgia O'Keeffe's house. Carried it through three airports, including getting it tested as a bomb by TSA, only to leave it on top of my car and drive away.
Oh my gosh. All the effort.
I know. Another, walking around the city, lost. I turned on Google Maps. Started walking while looking at it and walked straight into a stop sign. How many of us have done that, though?
Oh, yeah.
I know that I have been kind of looking down at my phone before and checking things and hit like the side of walls, hit a pole that's right in front of me, or like walked into traffic, you know, that sort of stuff. I mean, that's not necessarily an uncommon thing, right? another person, more funnier and stupid things that you did in 2023. I had some serious and unusual chest pressure for over 12 hours. So since there's a history of cardiac issues in the family, went to urgent care, did an EKG and 6 hours of tests and waiting, only to find out wasn't a heart problem, but the first time I had indigestion.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a lot to go through to find that out. But you know what? That is a lot of people's fear, but then that might prevent them from going to the hospital. And then what if it's an actual problem?
Yeah, you know,
you don't want to not go for fear of being embarrassed like that.
This is true. Yes, this is true. Like,
I mean, if the pain's in your chest, you don't mess around with that. However, now hopefully we're going to learn the difference between indigestion and a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, that's like a whoo. All right. Well,
yes.
I guess I just need to lay off on the spicy foods.
Sure. Or I was just a little gassy.
Right. Another one. Drove to another state to pick up a painting for someone, which they had not realized was 54 inches by 75 inches. It's a big, big painting.
Yeah.
I drove in a 69-inch wide Honda. So, man, how many of you have gone to some, like, gone to pick up something and you're like, yeah, this car ain't going to work. And then, you have to have that moment where you're going, okay, do I put it on the roof and I stick my hand out to try and like hold it?
I'm just going to make it work.
I'm still going to try to make this thing work. I'm going to drive real slow, have my hazards on, and I'm just going to stick my arm out of my window and try to keep
this. Like, I've come this far. Yeah. I'm not going to just walk away and say, I guess it's not going to work out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And then finally, Michael said, rented e-bikes from our hotel. I was going way too fast. We pass a cat colony.
A cat colony?
Yeah, I guess a herd of cats just in the road.
Okay.
I pointed and yelled, cats! Wanted to say hello, but hit the wrong brake and my bike flipped, but somehow landed on my feet instead of breaking my head. So,
oh, wow.
Did a full Olympic maneuver there when he saw a cat colony and had to to yell cats to the
cat. Sounds lucky, because we all learned that those could be dangerous from Simon Cowell. Gosh.
Yeah, for sure.
Who got injured pretty badly on one.
Yeah, fun stuff there. Funniest, stupidest thing you ever did in 2023. If you've got one to add, you always can. 502-795-1997. It is 2024, which means it is also an Olympic year, which is always fun to think about, right? Summer Olympics.
Okay.
Harry! The reason I'm bringing this up is NBC has announced that Snoop Dogg will be back giving regular reports during the network's primetime coverage. If you'll recall,
OMG.
Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart, comedian Kevin Hart, joined forces in the 2021 Tokyo Games to provide commentary for the Olympics. Here's a look back on some of those moments, like specifically when they were judging the competitive, I guess, show horses.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you own a horse crip walking, cuz? You see that? On the set. That's gangsterism up. Hey! Oh, look at this, cuz.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain.
West Coast.
Snoop gonna be providing more commentary for the Summer Olympics in Paris. Now, the one thing that, if you'll see some of those clips, you know, he did it on Peacock, so it was I guess
they let some swears fly.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. So
just keep that in mind if you're going to be watching with the kids.
Well, no, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying NBC going to have their censor button ready because because if he's doing it on the network, that's going to be a little bit different rules than on the internet.
Do you think they're going to tell him about that?
You know what? It's best if you don't.
They're like, you know what? It's just Snoop. Let him do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to ride with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Try to hit the dump button as much as
I'm saying,
can.
Let Snoop be Snoop. You hire a couple different people with their fingers on the sensor buttons if they need to. All right? That's what you need to do.
Pressure.
All right. Hey, coming up here in just a few. By the way, we'll tweet out some of the best of from Snoop and Kevin Hart from the 2021 Tokyo Games. They're at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to take a look at that, on 99.7 DJX. Oh, yeah, and Allison says it's called dressage, the horse, I guess, the show
dressage.
Horses. Yeah. But
that sounds very fancy.
Or crip walking, as Snoop, Snoop called it. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're wondering what Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift exchanged for the holidays. Well, Travis shared. And see, this is one of the cool things about Travis Kelce is he's got a podcast. And so he and his brother just kind of let talk about it. Yeah, they let everything go, which, you know, we've never had access like this before, right?
No, really. This is insider access.
I know.
She must be fine with him, like, talking about all this stuff. I don't think she's getting mad about it.
Why would she? She literally writes songs about her real life. So, anyways, Travis shared that Taylor's brother, Austin, got him a VHS of his favorite movie for Christmas. During that podcast with his brother, which
that's fun.
Yeah. Trying to pull up the clip right now, so that was pretty cool. Her brother actually got him something nice, which is cool when the siblings. It's like initiation to the family.
Yeah, it's
sort of a nod that hey, you know what, you're all right. You're cool with the fam. Here's something. So that's pretty cool.
I bet it's pretty tough for Austin to buy for his super uber famous sister, and now she's got a super famous boyfriend. He's probably like, dang it. What do you guys have, like, an Amazon wish list?
Can you do that for me? That'd be great. Let me tell you a quick little story about a good friend of mine in college, and I think it relates a little bit to Holly's situation and group therapy, which we'll get to here in a few minutes. But he had dated this girl in high school, and we were in college, and so they had continued to remain boyfriend-girlfriend, right? And okay. So, you know, they were pretty serious, and, you know, he was looking at a future, and he's in the pre-med program, just like I was for a half a semester. And so his ambition was to become a doctor and all that. And then let's cut to a few months later. She gives him this really random sort of gift for Christmas, which he's kind of scratching his head about, like, huh, this is weird. Not a whole lot of money was spent. Not that that makes a whole lot of difference, but it was almost like a afterthought sort of gift. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so then he then finds out by just circumstances that she decided to go ahead and start dating an actual doctor.
Oh,
as opposed to one who is
in training,
struggling yes. right now, right. financially, you know, eating ramen noodles.
Seems a little impatient.
That sort of thing. So she started dating a doctor behind his back, but then they ended up breaking up. She ends up marrying him. And so that's where the story of them kind of ends. He now is a very successful doctor. And is doing very well.
And he can say, how you like me now?
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
His ex-girlfriend's probably divorced.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know much about his ex-girlfriend at this point. You know, I only knew her through him. And so, you know, she could be doing well as well. Or she could be, like, kind of looking back and going, well, you know, what could have been sort of thing.
Okay.
So I don't know if Holly needs to hear that story or not, but we'll get into Holly's situation here in just a second. She's a little worried about being roasted for what she's going to admit to us. And it is a question that kind of relates to finances and relationships.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Holly, not a real name, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, at the risk of being roasted by your listeners, I got a question and I'm hoping for some unbiased advice.
Okay.
Can we do that?
All right.
Anyway, I'm recently engaged to the most honest, thoughtful, and loving man I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
He's supported me through many hard times, including losing my job and being assaulted.
Ooh.
Here's the but about him. He makes no money. He has ambitions and he's smart, but will likely only bring a middle-class income at best.
Mm.
I have an okay job and I'm self-sufficient. But here's the but about me. I'm really, really pretty. My whole life, people have told me I could get any man I want, meaning a rich man, and are shocked that I'm engaged to my fiancé, nice though he is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never dated a rich man, but it does make me curious. So part of me thinks I'm squandering my good looks on this poor guy, and the other part of me thinks that I'm so shallow I don't even deserve him or anyone else.
Mm.
Am I a fool for thinking that a poor man can make me happy, or an idiot for believing in this wild fantasy?
Wow. Okay. Now, okay, so part, like, the part where she says, there are several things about her message to us, but the part where she says, part of me thinks that I'm so shallow I don't even deserve him or anyone else. I like that to me says that she knows that maybe she is being shallow for thinking this.
Yes.
And
you're not marrying a bank account. You're marrying a person. And if he's your person, he's your person. Period, right?
I mean, yeah. I like the idea of building a future together, like you and your fiance kind of build something from scratch, whether that is a family or whether it's an empire of just you and he together, like both incomes. You know, I feel like that's part of the fun of growing up with someone is being yes. there when they were at this point and supporting them and seeing them and being there emotionally, physically, and whatever for them as they achieve some greater things in their life.
That is building a life together.
And now
she says he has ambitions and he's smart.
Right, right, exactly. So
it's not like he's lazy and just doesn't want to work.
You know, Brandon rolls in and says, look, more money, more problems.
There you go.
You know, I mean, if you got more money, maybe there's more problems. So maybe, you know, be careful what you wish for sort of thing.
Now, listen, Holly was afraid of being roasted. Christy says, and this is how we start a new year? Be better, people. You sound like you're 16. I'm so pretty, and he makes money, but not enough for my level of pretty. Someone who knows this man, please, for the love of God, tell him to run.
Mm. All right, well, let's say we don't necessarily do that just yet. Okay.
Okay.
Because I think that she kind of knows, and if people are in her ear whispering, look, you could get any guy you want. Why are you marrying this guy?
Then she needs probably better friends.
This is true, but I can. But my point was, it can start to affect how you think. You know, right. It can start to affect how you think rationally about something.
And you need to hold yourself to higher standards, honey.
And maybe you start thinking, oh well, maybe I am selling myself short. Maybe I should like go for some other person. I'm going to tell you a story about me and my wife. All right. Coming up here in just a minute. And then I also want to hear your story about maybe you got a best case scenario where you were the Holly in this situation and you have this is what happened to me when I did this. All right. We'd love to hear that. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. And we'll get to those on the way next. If you're just joining us, Holly, not a real name, recently engaged to a great guy. Honest, loving, has supported her through some tough times. However, he's broke and she's hot. People have asked her why she's, quote, settling on this guy because she could have any rich dude she wants. So now it's kind of gotten into her head and she's questioning everything.
Like, she knows how it sounds. Like, she has even said, you know, I wonder if I'm just way too shallow and don't even deserve anybody.
Yeah, Sandra says, look, it's easy for everyone to attack this girl for being honest because you don't feel the way she does. My opinion is that if she has doubts this soon, it's probably not going to work out. Relationships are partnerships and she needs to feel at least an equal partner. Okay.
Amanda said, it's posts like this that make me glad to be old, chunky, and simply okay looking. If I had been pretty when I was young, I may have felt like I was squandering my looks.
Lisa texted us and said a lot of, quote, be kind New Year's resolutions about to be broken in one group therapy.
Yeah.
So real quick story. My wife's ex-boyfriend, who she was with before she and I got together, right? Didn't, you know, obviously work out between them. But a quick story about money and your choices, right? So her ex-boyfriend, had moved to New York and he and a friend, wrote a couple, I guess, screenplays. One of those was for Dodgeball. Yes, the Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller movie, Dodgeball.
Oh.
And pitched it to several studios. They all said, nah, we don't want it. Then later, they go to the movie theater to literally watch their screenplay play out on the big screen. So they sue. And now he's a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
So my point is, look, we all make choices. And maybe at the time, obviously it didn't work out with him for reasons beyond just the fact that it was, we were young and all that stuff.
But have you ever for a hot second after hearing that update to his story ever stopped to think, oh, I wonder if she's ever thought about how.
Oh, I've said that to her face. I'm like, well, gosh, you probably could have been a millionaire had you stayed with him. And she
ever thought about that other door you closed?
Yeah, right, right. So I mean, and obviously she just is like, no.
Like
literally she was like, I would have been miserable with him, and that's why I'm not with him, obviously. So if I think getting back to this point. You know, it is an indication that if you're questioning things right now, that maybe there isn't a long future ahead of you. But I want to go back to something I said earlier, and there's something to be said about building a future. And how great would it be if you've even described your fiance as having ambition and being honest and thoughtful and loving? I mean, these are great qualities
that you can't find in just anyone.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, maybe a rich dude, if you decide to go that route, won't have those same qualities. And then you'll soon realize maybe what your core values are and what you do value in a relationship. So I say try to try to build a future with this dude.
If
now,
he's your guy, then you stick with him regardless of the financial situation. That can always change if he has the ambition, which he does.
Right.
It would be a different story if he had zero ambition and he didn't want to even try and just wanted you to support him.
Right.
That's different.
Right. That is different.
Would be difficult.
Right. And so it'll be that much sweeter when your horse rides into town, if you know. If that makes any sense.
We're riding together.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So, at Ben and Kelly Show, a great way to get a hold of us on Facebook. Thank you to those who tagged us in this Facebook fight, which really is it a love story? Or is it a story of redemption?
It could be both. Shout out to Cindy, who actually tagged me in it. And this is pretty magical. It was a post put out there by Kristen, and it reads, "If your man was in Litchfield Walmart just now in a blue and black flannel, some skinny jeans with Red Wing boots on, he was just on his knees in the middle of the aisle begging his ex to leave her fiance and take him back because his current girlfriend goes through his phone too much."
Oh, okay. Okay.
"I stood flabbergasted in that pet food aisle looking for fish food for 27 minutes, and I don't have a fish." It's too late for this nonsense. And then, as you can imagine,
oh,
lots
sure.
of people
the comments,
got invested.
For sure. There are hundreds of comments, Cody, and I thought my pickup game was whack. Listen, kneeling in the fish food aisle at Litchfield Walmart, not a bad place to start. That shows you've got commitment.
Maybe he just thought, I have to do this, and I have to do it now. This is the place. This is the time.
That's right.
Boots Downs says 27 minutes and not one video. That's wild.
I know. I mean, you couldn't even do a little sneaky little video there.
If you're hanging out for 27 minutes looking at fish food, I'm going to need you to do some low-key videoing.
Look, it doesn't take long for the comment section to start throwing out suggestions of who this person kneeling in the fish food aisle at the Litchfield 100%. Walmart is. Yeah. And Bryson says, well, description sounds a lot like Brandon.
Uh-oh. And then Caleb says, Bryson, can confirm.
Can confirm. And then Brandon jumps on and is like, you're ignorant.
George says, though, if he was dipping grizzly wintergreen, it would definitely be Brandon.
If he 100%. Had a thing of dipping. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
And then Brandon's all like, fair enough.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Again, this is a dude that is kneeling in the Litchfield aisle,
Walmart.
Pet food aisle there in Walmart, begging his ex to get back with him because
his
girlfriend goes through his phone too much.
So Samantha says, she tags somebody named Amanda. This is what you're missing out. Amanda's all like, I don't know. We have dogs humping in the middle of Louisville Road and people driving on the wrong side of the road, but I would have loved to have seen this one.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and throw that picture of
there's receipts. Amanda's got the receipt in the form of a picture of a couple of dogs.
Listen,
in the throes of passion in the middle of the road.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's in Bowling Green on Louisville Road. We understand sometimes when the throes of passion hit you.
Yeah.
Neither time nor place matter.
Yeah. No, Casey says, listen, this is true here in Louisville. LMLAL. I can confirm. So, yeah. A lot of people saw the dogs too.
Yeah, no.
A lot going on.
Listen, there is a lot going on here in the Litchfield Walmart. But what we really need to know did it work?
I don't know if we're ever going to get closure to that story. Like, did she take him back? And did Kristen go ahead and buy a fish?
I know,
because she looked at fish food for 27 minutes.
She sure did. She sure did. So,
there's a lot of unknown. Like, we have a lot of unfinished business with this story. I don't know if we're ever going to get resolution to.
So, anyways, we've shared this so you can see it for yourself and follow along on the drama.
Magical.
At Ben and Kelly Show Taylor says, I'm hollering. This is why I'm glad I moved away and found me my husband from a different state and a different aisle. Too messy for me. Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Oh, people were like ripping on his fashion, too. He's like, well, if you show up with skinny jeans and red wing boots, then you deserve to be made fun of.
Oh, come on now.
I know. Come on now. The fashion police rolling in. I mean, lots.
At the Litchfield Walmart? Come on now.
Absolutely. At least he was wearing clothes.
I guess so.
You don't always get that at Walmart
either. All right. So there you go. That is Facebook Fight Theater here on 99.7 DJX. Again. You got a love story. You got a redemption story. You got dogs humping in the middle.
Story in the animal kingdom.
In the middle of Louisville Road there in Bowling Green. This has got everything.
It's got everything.
Oh, shoot. At Ben and Kelly Show. At Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. We got a DM from Ryan, who's realized something about himself.
He says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. Moved to Louisville a few years ago. Really enjoyed listening to your show.
Thank you.
Keeps me company on my long commute. Now, before I make a fool of myself, I figured I'd ask you all, LOL.
All right. Come on.
Anyway, I'm single and have had a work wife at the office over the past couple of years.
Okay.
Yes, she's married.
Oh.
Has kids.
Oh.
But when we started working from home during COVID, I realized how much I missed her.
Sure.
Now we're back at the office. I've realized that she means more to me than I ever thought she did.
Aw.
In fact, I might be in love with her.
Aw.
Yes, I know she's married. But I also know her marriage isn't great. And they're basically together for the kids.
Okay.
She keeps telling me that as soon as the kids are grown, they're going to get divorced. I know it's messy. But YOLO, right?
What is this guy?
Would it be the worst idea in the world to tell her that I've fallen in love with her and want to start dating?
Wow.
Should I share those feelings with her and ask her out? Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll be listening.
Ryan! Big Ryan! Big Ryan's got some big feelings.
Big feelings.
He's got some big feelings.
Big feelings.
You know, so I guess it sounds like that they haven't necessarily done anything that's scandalous at work.
No.
He just really, she's a companion. They're friendly with each other. She kind of tells him about the messy details of her life, because maybe she doesn't have someone who she can vent to. So she vents to Ryan, and she's like, oh, my dumb husband, blah, 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 this. I'm sure we're only together for the kids, yada, yada, yada. I don't know why I gave her a smoker's voice, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate that was, but sure. One interpretation.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, As soon as these kids are grown and give them another 15 years or so, I'm going to leave this chump. And I'm going to be on my own, and I'll be free for once.
And we don't necessarily know if she returns the feelings.
I think probably there's something there. Because I don't know if she's just telling all these random details about her relationship to someone that she doesn't really care about. I mean.
Right. But there's a difference between like friend confidants and someone that she might also have feelings for.
Well then, Ryan, YOLO, man, why don't you say, hey, you know, I love you.
We have to weigh the risks. Like, if she doesn't return the feelings.
I mean, hey, look at me. I have said, and we've said on the show before, you got to let that stuff play out. And then be there when everything falls apart. And then maybe you can be that person that she is interested in after the fallout. But don't be the reason of the fallout.
When the kids are grown, which we don't know how old the kids are right now, but it sounds like it might be a while.
Yeah, and I don't think Ryan's ready to wait.
I don't think he's ready to wait. He's on the cusp. He's looking at his future.
I'm ready to be stepdaddy.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh, it's a lot. But so if he works with her closely, that could make some real big problems at the office if, again, she's not ready to pull the trigger, leave her marriage for Ryan.
Yeah, you know? Yes, I know, but okay, so he asked, would it be the worst idea in the world to tell her I've fallen in love with her?
Well, it's kind of one of those you don't go back after you admit something.
This
like
is a rom-com. I mean, I swear there are 1,000 different movies that have had this exact same situation play out.
Oh, 1,000%. But so here's the thing, though. Like, is there a way to test the waters without fully admitting how you feel to see if maybe she might feel the same way before blurting all of it out?
Maybe just start tossing the word love around, but not like I love you. Like, oh, I love when you being around you when you say those sort of things. I love that perfume you wear. I love the way you did your hair. So shiny and bouncy. I love that top you're wearing. Is it new?
Do they go and get lunch together? Like, maybe are there like non-verbal cues he can pick up? Like, is she
like
flirting?
Touch her arm?
Right. Or, yeah, is there flirting happening? Can he sense, pick up any flirting?
I think if Ryan, look, we don't know Ryan from Adam. So I don't know if he is completely seeing a one-sided situation and going, I think I love her. And we're like,
yeah,
going, go for it.
That's what I'm trying to determine. And like, I think it's less of a risk if you feel like she feels the same way. But how do we figure that out without completely outing ourselves
with
the feelings?
I want to hear the story of when you cross that bridge with a coworker.
I love you. Do you feel the same way? You leave your spouse.
How did you do it? How did you do it? I want to hear that. All right. 502-795-1997. All right. We'll get to some of those on the way and maybe help Ryan out in the process. So old Big Rye. Ryan, you realized he has real feelings for his work wife who happens to be married and has kids. Now, however, he seems to think that she's just waiting around until the kids are grown and then she's going to get a divorce. So,
which could be in a while.
Yeah, we don't know how long that is.
We don't know the ages of the kids. It sounds like maybe it's going to be a while, though.
Right. So Ryan's like, should I shoot my shot? Should I just tell her that I love her and I want to date her and see where that goes? And be the reason that maybe she escalates the
timeline of her divorce?
Right, exactly.
And we don't know if she's confiding in him just as a friend because he's there and that's convenient and she's got no one else, or if she might return the feelings.
Right.
Got a text message. I was my now fiance's boss.
Mm.
He texted me one night around 2 a.m. confessing all of his feelings for me.
Oh.
After talking for a month or two to figure out if it was something to actually pursue, I talked to my boss, and he told us we couldn't work together. My fiance got a new job. 2 years later, we're engaged and have a sweet baby boy.
Ah, so that's a success story. So
that's team shoot your shot.
That is definitely team shoot your shot.
I'm not sure if 2 a.m. we call and confess the feelings.
I mean, what a better time.
What if the husband answers?
Well, then you go, can you put your wife on? Andrew, the love doctor, who calls our show all the time, he texts and he just says, OMG, no!
Yeah.
Swifty Kim says, look, no one wants to play games. He should just drop hints that he's interested. But not as long as she's still in that marriage. He doesn't want to be the homewrecker, but he would like to see where things go. So from there, maybe she's just looking for a reason to leave.
Okay, so maybe she's telling him to maybe test the waters to see if he might be a reason to leave?
I mean, that's kind of what you said earlier, where you were like, you know, we need to kind of test the waters and see if that's reciprocated and see if she wants to up the timeline. Now, Jared says, look, hard no, you tool. You're the reason men and women coworkers end up with drama at home and at work. All right. Thanks, Jared.
He says send a bunch of money to Russia to get a mail order bride. Jared, that's not helping.
So then we get this message, and I'll keep her anonymous. She said this happened recently. Our work team is absolutely great, and I can say that we're all friends. We hang out outside of work. There's about seven of us, and we're all around the same age. I'm 29. Yesterday, the other day, we go for drinks, and it was after midnight. There were three of us left. And then one of my coworkers started to say that he was having second doubts about his girlfriend of 10 years.
Oh.
And he was visibly upset, and we encouraged him, hey, confide in us. And then he dropped the bomb. He turned to me and said he'd fallen in love with me. It was completely out of the blue. I was taken aback. I also have a boyfriend that I love, and we live together. And my coworker also knows that. I think he regretted it immediately because he started apologizing like 5 minutes after. And we really haven't seen a whole lot of each other since and have kind of avoided each other in the office.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an example on the other end.
Yeah. That's kind of the other end. Yeah. So
that's the risk.
Yeah. I was going to say, she wasn't even married and she still was. Now, granted, she was not like, I'm just waiting for an excuse to leave, but...
Right, I love that you're committed to that voice for the other person in this story.
Hey, Ryan, hey. I tell you what. Hang on, do you have a lighter? I'm gonna smoke two cigarettes at once.
You've given her a habit, too, in this scenario.
So all I need is just one reason to drop that good for nothing father of my kids.
Like a bad habit.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe it's not. He again, we go back to would it be the worst idea in the world to tell her I've fallen for her? Yeah. Maybe we still, again, we drop the hints and we say just, hey, you know, I really like hanging out with you.
Or maybe you ask her, all right, is there any like scenario that would make you leave him now as opposed to waiting?
You mean like the next time she brings up something like that?
Right. Yes. Maybe that's when you like, so why are you committing to just being miserable?
Yeah,
if you're going to want out of this relationship, why not just
why
do
not
it
just
now?
Like, I understand. Do it now.
It's hard for the kids, but is it going to be even harder for them to see you miserable?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that and say, you know what? I've actually got, I've researched papers, divorce papers. And so here, I printed them off.
I decided to go ahead and draw them up for you.
I'm not legal counsel, but.
Nope.
I am a Notary Public, so I could at least notarize it. Anyways. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Ryan, I don't know if this is necessary, maybe a good idea or not, probably not the best idea, but as you said,
I don't
YOLO.
Think that we just go forward like bulldozing ahead with the whole, hey, I love you. Do you love me back? Do you want to leave your husband?
Right, right.
Maybe we don't say it like that, but maybe we test the water. We keep digging into her situation to see if maybe there might be any sort of reciprocated feelings and if she might consider leaving her marriage. First.
Again, Andrew the Love Doctor is texting us again. Ben, Kelly, just no! All right, whatever. All right, there you go. Ryan, hopefully that helps or just makes everything more confusing.
But keep us posted.
Yeah, for sure. Keep us posted. Let's get to some stupid learning, shall we?
We shall.
Stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things on the internet and bring them to you as a little nugget of knowledge, if you will.
You find these things. Don't bring me into this.
I found this and I thought it was interesting because of the name alone. All right.
Okay.
All right. So there is such a thing as a cow bison hybrid animal.
A cow bison hybrid?
And it's called a beefalo. The cow bison is called a beefalo. You can even buy its meat in at least 21 states.
Really?
You can buy beefalo meat.
Beefalo meat.
Yes, beefalo meat.
Oh, I bet it's tasty.
I bet it's, I mean.
Anybody had a beefalo burger?
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine there are some restaurants here in Louisville that have probably got beefalo on the menu.
I'm looking at you, game. Do they have?
That's what
do
I'm
they
thinking.
Have that? Yeah.
I don't know if there is a restaurant in Louisville that has a beefalo sandwich,
I'm
a cow bison hybrid. it would probably be that restaurant on 9970 Jackson. It makes me think, how do they create a beefalo? Well, that's a bison right there.
Yeah.
Just a quick YouTube of bison mating mixed with cow mating. Oh. Oh my. Okay.
But nobody's ever captured the beefalo making on YouTube, right?
Well, we're trying to recreate this audio for you so you can understand what it might be like.
If the cow seen it happen.
If the cow
just imagining.
The cow and the bison got together and decided to make beautiful magic. All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
Who gives the birth is what I need to know.
Well, isn't a cow the female?
I guess.
Because wouldn't it be a bull?
I think so.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Cow gives birth.
All right.
The male bison does his thing. The cow's like, hey, honey, come on over.
Ow.
Hey, honey. Let's make a beefalo sandwich.
Let's make the beef.
Yep. So there you go. Cow bison is a real thing. There is a real animal called a cow bison hybrid, and it's called the beefalo. There you go.
That is the best learning all day long.
We
how fun. Can we get one of those at the Louisville Zoo?
A beefalo?
I need to see a beefalo in person now.
Well, I'm That's going to goal. Tweet out the website American Beefalo Association.
Oh, there's an association.
Yes, Kelly, this wow. is legit.
Okay, so like this learning, you can put a stamp of approval
Kelly,
on.
Kelly, I put a stamp of approval on every one of our stupid facts of the day.
Oh, okay.
All right, so there you go. Cow bison is the beefalo. You're
That's
welcome.
So great.
It's 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
This is pretty amazing. Novardo and his father-in-law, Mario, they were in the right place at the right time. They were fishing along Salt Creek in Portage, Indiana, which is in the northern part of the state.
Okay.
They noticed a wrecked truck underneath an overpass off I-94.
Wow.
Went to take a closer look. Initially thought that they came upon a dead body.
I looked inside and moved the white airbag, and there was a body in there.
He said, get on the phone. I seen the person inside, the occupant, and my first instinct was to call, you know, for help.
He had a jacket almost like mine, and all I seen was this part, the shoulder, and I went to touch the shoulder, and the moment I touched the shoulder, he swung around. He woke up. He says he tried yelling and screaming, but nobody would hear him. It was just quiet, just the sound of the water.
Mm.
Yeah, and at that point, he had been stuck for nearly a week.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said he was alive. He was happy to see us. Never seen relief like that. They called 911, took the effort of two fire departments to get him out. Like, this truck was mangled. He was flown to Memorial Hospital in South Bend. He had severe life-threatening injuries. He had to have part of his leg amputated and is still in the ICU. But friends took a picture of him smiling with thumbs up to show that, you know, he had survived. And police said it was nothing short of extraordinary that he survived.
Wow.
Because he only drank rainwater. And fortunately, the weather had been warmer than normal for that part of the country. It's normally really, really cold
this time
of year, but it's been warmer. So that helped, I think, in his survival. Even more amazing, there were no reports of the crash and no one had reported him missing.
Oh, wow.
So again, truly a miracle that they just happened to find him when they did. Incredible story. You can see it. It got national attention, too. It's on our website, WDJX.com.
99.7 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right. This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe what this may be.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this is a stupid lawsuit story, to be quite honest. All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without suing a candy company because you're mad the candy pumpkins don't have faces, you're doing okay.
What in the world?
Yeah, that's Cynthia. She's suing Hershey's for $5 million because the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins don't have the jack-o'-lantern face on them like they depict in the packaging.
Oh, she's mad. She's like, listen, your product doesn't match the packaging. I'm expecting the face that's carved out so you can see the peanut butter coming through, and it does not have that, sir.
Yeah, Cynthia also claims the footballs more closely resemble eggs. Oh. And,
To be honest, they probably use the same mold. Probably a cost-saving measure.
Again, this is just a stupid lawsuit. Like,
yeah.
Are you that upset?
Yeah.
Did it cause you that...
She's $5 million upset.
Did it cause you that much emotional distress when you opened up the packaging to find out that the Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkin did not have the jack-o'-lantern face carved in its... chocolate.
This is not about her own personal distress, sir. It is about calling out fraud when you see it. Okay? This is an injustice that needs to be righted because they are misrepresenting their product, sir. And that is worth $5 million because I'm the one that pointed it out.
Does it say, though, that this is a serving suggestion somewhere on the packaging? Because aren't all cereal boxes like that, or all boxes of food like that, where they say, this is a serving suggestion. This is how we suggest you do it.
No, I don't think so. I don't see it anywhere on the packaging. I mean, it's a small picture, but I don't see it.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's just mad that she's like, listen, I thought that I was buying a little tasty treat that has the little like peanut butter peeking through the jack-o'-lantern design, but I don't get that when I open your stupid package. Now, I still eat it because it's delicious.
Right.
But I'm mad that it doesn't look like your packaging.
Okay, so it sounds like...
I'm interpreting what I think she's saying when she wrote out that lawsuit.
Again, this is a stupid lawsuit. I don't know whether or not...
whether she won? Like,
yeah,
does she have a leg to stand on?
I think
is it going to trial?
I mean, right now, the story is she is currently suing them, so...
Oh, all right, so keep us posted.
We'll keep you posted on this setting the
if
bar
they
story.
They end up paying her $5 million, OMG.
I know.
Right?
That's why this is a stupid lawsuit story here, and you're setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX. Miley Cyrus, 99.7 DJX. A couple weeks ago, Miley shared this video of herself performing Faithfully. Do you remember Faithfully? It's that song by Journey, that old...
Oh, yeah, it's an epic song.
Yeah. And it happened like kind of around Thanksgiving, but she just like released it. And I mean, she kills it.
To the midnight song.
I mean, could you imagine karaokeing with Miley?
Restless hearts, sleep alone tonight.
We've got her entire performance up at WDJX.com, but yeah.
They say that the road ain't no place to start a family.
I mean, rock Miley is good.
Right down the line is baby.
She's got that raspy voice.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways, like I said, if you want to listen to the entire thing, we got it posted, WDJX.com. Miley doing Faithfully by Journey. 9970 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. First day back after a nice long holiday. Hopefully, if you're back to work today, you enjoyed your time away and you enjoyed your time off. We still have, I wonder if there's going to be more to the story of the pants, suit, jacket, tie, glasses that we found yesterday in the kitchenette area of our radio station that were without body. Just
so
clothes.
Wait, do we not know who they belong to? I thought we found out who they belong to.
I think I know who it is. Yes, because I recognize the tie. This is a suit that was worn by one of our employees that went out to Melwood for the New Year's Eve celebration there. And
I heard that was big, by the way.
Yeah, it was huge. It was a sellout. It's always big. I mean, Tony and the Tan Lines were just, they crushed it. And yeah, it was a great New Year's Eve. There were a lot of people out taking pictures, meeting listeners, all that stuff. So that was good too.
But someone ended up back at our station losing their clothes somehow at some point in the evening.
Yeah, and so I recognized it because the picture kind of went around a couple, people here at the radio station was like, hey, does anybody know whose clothes these are? And I was like, yeah, it kind of looks like someone that I saw last night. And so I texted this person.
Who was stopping by the station, though, after the party?
So,
like, why are you coming in to work?
So I texted this employee and I was like, hey, buddy, this you? And he's like, yeah, I'm alive. I got locked out. And it's like, but wait, why are you removing your clothes? Yes, I know. I know. So if we get the entire story, we'll let you know. But
there has to be a story.
But the
I'm invested.
The whole like, hey, I'm going to go back to the radio station, get naked, and then lock myself out.
Yeah. It's just fantastic. I don't understand. I need to know the progression of it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, the progression started, at least with us, at New Year's Eve there at Melwood. Okay. That's where it started, Kelly.
But
so,
somehow they got back to the station, got in, mm-hmm. disrobed. We don't know how they left the building.
No, don't know how they left and got home, especially when their keys were still here in the building.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. This is the stuff radio stations are made for. I mean... These are the stories that radio stations have walking in the walls. And remember, like a few months ago, we were talking about, because we moved out of downtown. We're in this building over off of Hurstbourne and Shelbyville Road. This is like our, and like no one's, to my knowledge, christened this building the way our old building had been christened dozens and dozens of times. You know what I mean?
You've been waiting for a story.
Oh
like
my
this.
Gosh.
Like,
yes.
You thrive off of this kind of stuff. And
yes.
It hasn't happened in quite a while.
I know. And this is it. And I love that now finally this building.
We finally have degenerates that work here that will do this.
The radio station lives up to its name, right?
That's
what this is. It's a radio station. And stuff like that's supposed to happen.
Not necessarily, but it typically does.
People getting
does,
naked
though,
and leaving their suits? Yes, again, that stuff's supposed to happen.
Largely people like us who don't have life skills to work at real jobs, work at radio stations. That's why stuff like that happens.
I know. Isn't that great? All right. So anyways, hopefully you had a great New Year's Eve. And you're recovering today. Hopefully, maybe you even have today off, too. So that'd be great.
The kids don't go back to school, I think, until the 4th. Right. So they're like, still on vacation.
Right,
Mom's
for sure.
Mom's going to go back to work. Sucks to suck.
I know. All right, guys. Have a good one. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast or on the Facebook @Ben and Kelly Show. That'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.